Vayter in Shas Rim of Abbasadav Kuf Nun Aleph, picking up on Kuf Nun Umabez by the bottom of the page, four lines up. We're having discussion about if somebody says Nichsay Laplanya, my Nichas, my property goes to a particular person, what is considered is category of nechassim. What's in that category of property? We saw a few things, and now up to shtar. Shtar is considered nechassay, and we're going to see a few different ideas about this until we finally get to the point of how we see that the nechassim shtar could nechassay. It's like shnei shtar is saying, the two different types of shtar that come out when you're selling something. Amru zachu b'sadezeh l'ploni. Let's say somebody says to a shliach, acquire this field for ploni, the kisulo is a shtar, and then write from a shtar. He can back out of the shtar as long as it wasn't given yet. But he's not able to go ahead and to back out of the field, right? Once they take it, right? Nothing doing over there. It's already done. He can't back out of it. But he says that that this person should get this field on condition that you're going to write a shtar, then chozer bein b'shtar bein b'sada, as long as it hasn't yet done, you can retract them both. From Chia bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Chuna, Shlosh Shtar saying, actually three different things when it comes to them. Shrei Hani Dami, the two that we just said, and either the other one is, Im Kadam Mocher, if the seller went, and then Vekosef is a shtar, and he wrote up the shtar for the buyer before they took the field, which is allowed to be done, which that we learned in a Mishnah. Well, coming up in 15, 16 blot or so. Beep, turn the page. Kufnanav, Kosen Shtar, Lamocher. You can go and write a sale, Shtar for a sale to a Mocher. Vavabish, Engel Kechimo. Even though the buyer is not here. So then as soon as this one takes the karka, nikna shtar, kol makam she'en, he acquires a shtar wherever it is. V'zui she'shanino, this is the ikar nekuda, nechasim she'en b'hem achrayas, nikna nechasim she'en b'chayas. So, metalton are acquired with things like karka, mekesef shtar v'chazaka, and therefore you see there's the driving it home, that shtar is considered nechasim, as it says here, that it's acquired with the field. Behemer genechasim, also behemer is called nechasim. The Tanan, as we learned in Shkalim, ha-makdish nechas, of someone's makdish is nechas properties, v'arz ben behemer ru'uya l'gabi mizbech. And part of them are animals that can be brought on the mizbech. Zecharim olos, the males, are sold for olos, and the kevas yimachu l'sarchei zivchei shlamim. Those are sold for zivchei shlamim, and therefore again we see that animals are considered nechasim. Next. Ofosikri nechasei. Birds, they're called nechasim. The Tanan, a makdash nechasiv. It says someone's makdash is property. V'hari b'hen d'var mu'in l'gab mizbech. And that part of things that can be on the mizbech. Yenush shmanim ve'ofos. And that's called nechasim. Next, tefillin. Ikri nechasim. Tefillin's called property. The Tanan, a makdash nechasiv. Like it says in Erechen, someone's makdash is property. Mailin lo tefillin. We evaluate even the tefillin. So you see over here, that's included as part of that as well. Ibai lehu, affect the Gemara. Sefer Torah Maya, what's the din of a Sefer Torah? Is that considered nechassim like all regular metaltalin or not? Says Rishba, mi mikr nechse kitfilin damu? Odom a tfilin hainu taimed the havi malbush, because you wear it. I will say for mitzvah hi vilo nechse. It's called a mitzvah, it's not called property. Rav bishach lemacho, lo mikr nechse teku. That's what we're going to see now, says the Gemara. Kevan. Since the Torah scroll is not able to be sold, where do we see that? We saw that in another Masechta. Anyway, so if the Torah is not able to be sold, Dasa Zabune, right? Megillah, the end of Megillah. Lav Nichse, it's not considered property. Odeme Kivet the Mizabin Lil Matar of this Asia, since the fact that it can be sold in order to marry your wife. Or to learn Torah to my wife, Nechsei Kzlu is considered Nechasim Teku. Good question, and we leave it. Simon Zutra Imidam Mitak to the Chfa Rav Tobi Rav Dibi Rav Yosef. Zog to Gemara. Now we take it back to a Gemara that we spoke about the other day about sequestering. That is that if the woman wants to go out and she wants to hide her property from her new husband. She had her first husband dies. She got property. She doesn't want the new husband to take it when she gets married. So she gives it all over to a friend in the case that they get divorced or he dies. And then she comes back to her. Ime derav zutra bar tuvia, kasvinu lichsa derav zutra bar tuvia. The mother of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, he signed away all of her stuff to her son, Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, the Boilin Sube Leila Rav Zvid, because she was planning on getting married to Rav Zvid. Now, when she's doing this, she's basically saying it specifically because of that, and she wants to hold on to it. In Siva Vigersha, she got married, and then afterwards, they got divorced, and she wants to get the stuff back. But the son doesn't want to give it back. Asil kamedu of Bibi Bar Abaye Amar. So this came from Bibi Bar Abaye, and he said, Mishum in Suve, she gave it away only because she was getting married. V'halin Suve, and she did, she got married. So therefore, she can't go ahead and get them back. Seemingly, this matana is working if she gets married. If she doesn't, then not. That's what it seems to be connected to. And she got married, so they can't get it. Amalei Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Yehoshua. So Rav Huna said, well, hold on a second. Mishum da'asim memulai, because you come from memulai, there's certain types of people, right? It says, Rashbam da'bai aviv mimishpachas beis Eli. Where he comes from beis Eli. And, he's basically dissing him over here. Therefore, misa mili mul yasa, you said things that basically have like a mum. Even according to the woman who says mevrachas kani, even according to the woman who says that a woman who does this, the one goes and is kona them. Hani mili hechid lo gal yadaiti. This is only where she doesn't say straight up what her intentions are. Aval hacha gal yadaiti the mishum in suveu. Here she said straight up I'm doing this because of the fact that I'm getting married. Va in siva ve igrisha, and she got married. And then she got divorced. Therefore, the gift is null and void and goes back to her. So, sorry, son, you got to return the stuff back to mama. Okay. Now, what happened was the mother of Rami Bar Chama, she was really sick, says the Rashbam, and Beorta Kasavtinu Lenichsa Lerami Bar Chama. She wrote her property over to Rabbi Chama. That's basically to her son. And she was dying. And classic Shchibmir Hashtikal Torah. Bitzafra Ksavtinu L'Rav Ukfa Bar Chama. In the morning, she decided to write it to give it over to Rav Ukfa Bar Chama, which is her other son, basically she changed her mind. Also, Rav Chama came to Rav Sheshasa. So Rami, the first one, right, came from Rav Sheshasa, what's going to be then? Ukbe Benichsei, and he said, you get, son and boy, you get to keep it. Also, Rav Ukva, who was the second one, Bar Chama coming to Rav Nachman, he came in front of Rav Nachman and figured what the din is. Alkram Nichsis, Rav Nachman said, yeah, you get to keep it. Also, Rav Sheshis came to Rav Nachman. So now Rav Sheshis, who was the first son of Paskin and says goes to the first son, came to Rav Nachman and says goes to the second son. And Amalei says to him, my time ukmi ma'al Rav Ukva Bar Chama, why did you give it to the second one? If you want to say, because the mother, she backed out on what the original gift was. What do you mean? That wouldn't help because she ended up dying. And therefore, it's only if she gets better that we go back on it. But if you end up dying, then it does work and you can't back out. So in our case, she ended up dying. Therefore, it should go to number one. Why are you giving it to number two? Amalei said back, I don't care if she died, she didn't die. Any situation that if the person would get better, has the ability of backing out, has the ability of backing out of their gifts, even if they end up dying. Far Shavshis is back, but Shmuel said this for himself. In other words, when a sick person is saying it about themselves, they can do it, right? Maybe it's only going to work if he's trying to take back that he gave to somebody else. But if he gave to somebody, he really wants it for himself. If he's trying to give it to someone else, then he's not able to go and back out. La'acher mi'amar, right? Do we say it also to somebody else? Samalei, b'fer shem shmuel b'ilasim in the la'acher. Yeah, Shmuel said, b'nafshach. I don't care what it is. So for himself or others, yes, you can get back out of it. Okay. Imid Rav Amram Chasida, story time again. This is Rav Chasida's mama. Havalah meluka d'shtarei. Shpam says, a nartik that was full of shtaros. So there's a bag of all these shtaros. And, yeah, it means like a bunch of people owed her money. A lot of IOUs that they had over here. And whoever she's giving to, they're the ones who are going to take her place. And they're going to get lots of cash. Hicha shachva amra, when she was on the way out, she said, Vahavila Amri, this could go to my son, Amram. Okay. Also, Chula Kameid Rav Nachman. Afterwards, Rav Amram had a bunch of brothers. They came from Rav Nachman, and they wanted some of it also. Amalei, so they said to Rav Nachman, Vaha lo mashach, he didn't do a Kenyan. He didn't do Mashiach on this, and therefore he shouldn't get it. We should be splitting it. We should all get it. Amalei, he said to him, Divish Chimira, Kiksuv, Kiksuv, what do you mean? It doesn't matter. Shchimira said, it's like it's written and given over. So, yep, this goes straight only to this particular son. Achsed Rav Tovi Bar Rav Masna, the sister of Rav Tovi Bar Rav Masna, Ksavtinhu Lenichsa L'Rav Tovi Bar Rav Masna B'tzafa. The sister, right, of Rav Tovi, gave all of her stuff to Rav Tovi Bar Masna in the morning. L'panyas Rav Achtvoi Bar Rav Masna B'chala, in the evening, his brother of Achtavoy Bar Masa came and he cried to her. Amalai, he said to her, Hashta Ami Mar Tsubri Abadun, Umar left Surman. I like to say that he's a real Chasva person, but I'm not a Chasva person. You're giving everything over to him. They're going to think it's because he's great and I'm not. So Kasuna Lale, she changed her mind. She gave it all to him. Also, came to Rav Nachman after she died, and Rav Tovi came to, the one who was the original brother, who should have got it, said, what's going on? Rav Nachman said, the second gift works, like she gives over. Hachem Rishmol, Koshi Lo Amar Chozer, Chozer Matna. So if she would get better, she could back out. She's able to go and go back on her Matana. Next story. Achsed Rav Dima Bar Yosef Havali Piskisod Pardisay. This is Rav Dima Bar Yosef's sister. She had a little bit of an orchard. Whenever she would get sick, have a maknale in LA, she would transfer it over to him. Beep, turn the page. Go from the base. Vikaima, when she got better, have a hadra base. She would go and she would retract. Right? And this is apparently, says Rashbam, this is all that she had, right? So therefore, kiditnan, lo shir, karka, koshu, ematnos, amatana, this is all she had left. So she gave it all away, assuming that she was going to die, and if not, then she gets it back, like on Kofim Bav, we saw. Kimono. Zimnin chada, choshu shalchalei, one time she got weak, and she sent this message, talkani, come be konit, shalach lo beina. He sent back, nah, I don't want to come. Right? He's like, she's going to get better. I'm not gonna get it. Like, not worth it. Shachalei, she said back. Talkani kolich debais. Come now, and come acquire it in any way that you want. Right? If you want, you could do a full kinyan. And I'm not gonna be able to go back out of this anymore. Like, you get to keep it. Says Rishpam. Bo'ata elai v'kana hasada b'kinyan gamor b'chol inyan shetirta shalu uchalach. So I can't actually go back on it. Also, so then he ran, and when he got there, he asked her not to give the whole thing, but she should keep over a little bit for herself, says Rishpam. Shaira, Mekonimina. So she did. She took a little bit. And then he was able to be Kona the rest of the dedication for the rest of it. Kikaima Hajaba, when she got better, she went back on it. Rav Dimi was like, nope, sorry. I said, come into Rav Nachman. She got in for Rav Nachman and explained what happened. It's all Chalei Ta. So he said to Rav Dimi, come here. Rav Dimi didn't come. Amar, he said, right to the Shliach of Basin, my Ace, like, why am I coming? Hashari Vakarmine. Has she kept certain things for herself? And we did a Kenyan. Therefore, she came back out. Shalachlei, so Nachman sent to him, Ilo Asis Machin Lach, Besilva V'lo ma'badama. If you don't come, I'm going to give you the smack that I'm going to hit you with a thorn that is not going to bring any blood. So it's from Kot Shemachiv V'ein Yisir's Dam Nikabo. V'hainu Nidoy. In other words, I'm putting you into Nidoy. Chayrim. Amar lo l'sadi. This is back to the Edom. Hey, Chayav HaMaisa. So he came and he said, so what happened? So Amar later said to him, Amru hachi vai de kamisa hachitza. She said, woe to this woman who's dying. And basically, her brothers are not even coming. So there's a problem. V'lutira sachay. Achay, she didn't want to live away. Like, the brothers don't want to come. So Amalur of Nachman said, im kein have mitzava machus misa. If so, this woman was telling what to do because of the fact that she was dying. Mitzava machus misa, chozer. The din is that someone instructs what to do because maybe she dies, she could back out. Therefore, he lost it, even though he tried to go ahead and get it. Like, it was a nice try. Itmar matan ashrim mirah b'miktsas. If a person is a shrim mirah, gives a partial shtickle, right? Matan b'miktsas. Not all of his stuff, but some of it. And Rabbanu Kamei Derav Mishmei Demar Zutra Perei Derav Nachman Damrish Derav Nachman Harei Kimantas Bari Sekimantas Bari Harei Kimantas Shchimera. This is like considered like Masbari, and it's also considered like Masas Shchimera. Harei Kimantas Bari Shem Omri Nechozer. That if he gets better, he can't take it back. Harei Kimantas Shchimera the Lo Bari Kenyan. That you don't have to go and do a Kenyan over here. Amar lo Rav, lav amina lechu. But didn't I tell you, lo tisla, tislu buki, srike, Rav Nachman? Don't hang empty pictures on Rav Nachman. Right? Always don't say like weird things in his name. He didn't say that. Hachim Rav Nachman, this is what he said. Hare hi kematas bari ubaya Kenyan. Right, that this is considered a like a matan of a healthy person entirely, and it has to be done with a kinyan, with a kinyan.
Kum tchoisten aran comes out there. Rav Nachman seems to be saying that a shchiv mirah is a little bit, you know, a little bit of given over is considered to a healthy person. Rava says, hold on a second, Aser over there, Rav Nachman. What about our Mishnah that we saw just a few days ago? Sheer karka kosher. If a guy lives over even a little bit, matan sokayama, then his matan stands, right? Even if he gets better. Now, we're talking about over here. This is a shchiv mirah shtickle. My lav, the low, karnimine. Isn't it talking about a case where there was no actual kinyan that happened over there? So, what do you see? That no, that a shchiv mirah is partial. Shtickle is valid even without a kinyan. Talking about low, the karmine. Nah, we're talking about a case where there was a kinyan that happened over there. You know, because of that, does it work? Says Rava, okay, Yachi, if that's really true, then how are you going to explain the rest of the Mishnah? Amos Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa. Lo Shir Kakakol Shu. If the sick person did not leave over for himself anything, but they get everything away, then ein matnas l'kemis, matnas does not come. But either karamine, but if there was a Kenyan that was done over there, am I ein matnas l'kemis? Of course it should be mekuyam. Amalei says back to him that hachi amar Shmuel shchimirah shekasav kol achos v'acherim, shchimirah makes all of his property to someone else, avi shekarami yadu, even if there was a Kenyan done, amar chozer, if he gets better, he can retract. Be a doer shalohayo mitzave love elamachos misa. Because it's clear that he's only being mitzave, instructing that it's stuff to be given over, only because of the fact that he is dying. Only because of that, that shtickle toira of misa. We're continuing on to ask a kashon of Nachman's deal. What he says, that a shchimira's partial shtickle is valid only if it's with a kinyan. Eser of Mashar Shel Rava. Maisa be'iman shel b'nei Rochel. There was a story with the mother of be'iman shel b'nei, of the sons of Rochel. Okay. Shehaisa chole, mother. The sons of Rochel. So there's someone named Rochel, had sons, and now there's a story with the mother. She was sick. V'amra tinasein kibinasi lebiti. She said to give over a type of jewelry to the daughter. V'hu b'shtemeser mana, and it was worth 12 mana. That's pretty expensive. Umeisa, she died. There's no kinyan. Vekimu dvareah, but they upheld her words. Says Rishbama, the matnas mixes below, kinyan, havai. To make tani debray, mashma dvarim below kinyan havai. Okay, so they upheld it, showing that there was no sort of kinyan happen over there, and assuming that she didn't own anything, that she did own other things. And she left over for herself other things, and we see that a partial giving over is valid even without a kinyan. So the Gemara, no, hasam b'mitzava machus misa. That's a case of instructing because of her perhaps trying about to die. Right? She specifically said she thought she's going to die, and therefore her partial shtickle has a full status of a matnas shchemira. She said straight up she was scared she was going to die, and that's why we consider this to be a case that, yes, so it's going to be given. Now, Eisvei Ravina L'Rava Frecht, Ravina Rava for Mishnah in Gittin, Harmatun gets Elishi, someone says, give this get to my wife, Ushtar Shechur Zelavdi, or give this, you know, free my slave, Umei, so then he dies before the shtar gets there, Lo Yitna Lachemisa, you don't give it after they die, Tanuma L'Poli Umeis, but if you say, give a money to this person, then they die before it gets delivered. Yitulacher misa, you go and you give it after misa. Now, why is it that the shlich, that the, you know, these edim should give the money to this person over here? Must be because we look at the givers wanting to give like as a matnas shchemira, and therefore the one who gets it automatically acquires the money when he goes and he dies. So, assuming that this wasn't all of the person's possession, this Mishnah seems to be saying that a Shchemira's partial shtickle is good even without a kinyan. So that's the Gemara. And how do we know there was no kinyan? Umimai dalokan umine. Do me the get, because we compare it to the case of get. Maget la bar kinyan. Get is not a kinyan shtickle over here that you do. Afhai nami dalokan umine. Oh, so without a kinyan, what do you say now? So Gemara, hasam nami. They're also in the case of the mana. We're talking about a case where the instructions, because the baby they're scared they were dead, they were dying, and they said it straight out. So even though it's a partial shtickel, it was given the status of matnas shchemira. There's no kinyan that is necessary. Another way of answering this is the Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Amar Mitzav Machus Misa Ba'alma Baya Kinyan. That really, generally speaking, that if you Mitzav Machus Misa, you would need to use a Kinyan. V'chitanya Ani Masniyasa. And when these last two Mishnahs were taught, B'mechale Kol Nechasav, they were taught by cases where this person is giving all of his Nechasav to various people. And in a way where they're giving it in different stages, some a little to this person and another to a little to that person. He matnas shchemira shavua. In that case, and each one becomes considered like a matnas shchemira. The hilchasa, the halacha is matnas shchemira b'miksas by a kinyan. You need a kinyan. If it's matnas shchemira b'miksas, v'afa gav the miss. This is even if the person ended up afterwards dying. Right, his speaking out, this person who speaks out, the shchemira are given legal weight only when he gives out all of his stuff. If it's given away only some, then it doesn't work unless it was a kinyan. Mitzav machus misa lo by a kinyan v'hu demes. But on the other hand, we know that if someone is mitzav machus misa, they explicitly say they're scared they're going to die because of it. Then it doesn't need a kinyan. And this is only if the person actually ends up dying. Amar chozer av alfagav, the kanamine. If the person gets better, they can retract and go back on it, even if there was a kinyan that was done. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.